Hello everyone, Shapiro here. Welcome to Shapikaz, where we talk about Happikaz and natural hair care. If you happen to be new here, or maybe you're one of my loyal listeners, karibu sana, and thank you for tuning in. So if you checked out my previous episode, I talked about transitioning and how to handle the process. And if you happen to follow me on Instagram, which by the way you should if you do not, at Shapiro/Shapikaz, you probably came across a question I asked on my Insta stories asking you to give me a list of the products and the brands that you wanted me to check out for you. And man, oh man, y'all had quite a list. And I checked out the products and the brands y'all sent me to check out for you, and honestly, my eyes hurt that day. My eyes hurt not because I was exhausted, but because I came across a lot of the bad ingredients that I was telling you to avoid in so many products. And I decided that because in real life we actually focus on things that we want to achieve, or we want to help us, or we really need, I decided not to list the bad, okay, not bad but not recommended brands, and because if I do, then I'm not helping you. You'd be stuck wondering, so now that I'm not supposed to be using this or this or this, so what am I supposed to be looking for? And that's what I'm here to answer. Because honestly, I came across so many parabens, so many silicones, so many sulfates. Oh my god, it was just, wow, it was just exhausting. And honestly, if you want your cars to look bomb diggity, there's some things you really need to avoid. And I've said this in my previous episodes, stay away from these ingredients. They are terrible for your hair. And that's no compromise. If you so badly want to understand how bad they are, then I don't really mind making another episode to explain why precisely these ingredients are bad for you. So I came up with a list that I actually was able to formulate after my small transit, and it's not really long. That's why I said that this is part one. Part two will come later, because honestly, I'm not trying to expose myself to this pandemic. I'm trying to stay safe as much as I can, so that's why. But part two will come soon. So right now we are just going to deal with the brands and the products that I just found. Kali, yeah. So let me cut the story short and dive right into it. So my first product stroke brand that I checked out was Micala. And Micala, honestly, I love Micala a lot. I really, really do. And I happen to use Micala Total Moisture Boost Leave-In Treatment. And I love it. It's silicone-free. It's paraben-free. And honestly, it has done my hair a lot of justice. However, I came across a shampoo and honestly, I was disappointed. I saw that on the bottle it was written low sulfate and salt, and honestly, I have no idea what low sulfate means, but I'll just assume that it means that there's a low amount of sulfate or low percentage of it. But I saw that the sulfate was among the top 5 ingredients. Okay, so you might be wondering, okay, now what does that have to do with this? Okay, ingredients mostly in products are usually listed in order of concentration. That's why you're going to see that most products have aqua stroke water as number one, because water is more than every other ingredient. Yeah, so when you see that a product is actually at top 5, it means that it is really, really concentrated. I decided to be a little bit lenient, you know, try to understand the situation. So I went to check on Micala shampoo and I got quite some reviews, and some said that they experienced a squeaky clean effect, and I had talked about this in Curly Hair 101. When a shampoo gives you the squeaky clean effect, it's not a good sign. It just means that it has stripped off the sebum from your hair and now your hair is left naked. So another thing is that I saw that they also mentioned that it had sodium chloride and sodium lauryl sulfate. These two are actually drying agents and they bring forth a drying effect, which means that in as much as Mikala has a really really good conditioner that smells amazing, that really makes my hair happy, the shampoo is not really something I would want to invest my money in. Another product that I checked out was Cantu products, and Cantu really opened my eyes on something that I'm going to mention right now. I checked out the shampoo and first of all I was shook. I was like, hold up, but Cantu is praised for being one of the best products or brands that make curly hair the best. Why does it have a sulfate? I can't quite recall if it was a sulfate or a silicone, one of those, and I was shook for a moment. First of all, I really stared hard at the bottle. However, I'm going to tell you this. Most hair brands out here are trying to make the most of everything, so they have different lines for different kind of people with different hair. So Cantu has a line for people who have relaxed hair and for people who have natural hair. So it turns out that the shampoo that I came across was for people who have relaxed hair, because when I was frozen I just decided to check out what it says at the front and I saw that it's for relaxed hair, and when I saw that behind that shelf was sulfate free shampoo from Cantu, and I realized that there was actually something going on here, that Cantu has both sides, and it's actually a good thing because they are trying to make the most of everything and try to accommodate everyone. So I'm going to tell you, normalize reading the ingredients, normalize a reading culture, because if I had not read, I would have come here and started telling you, guys, Cantu is the worst, it has bad ingredients, don't use it. But that's not the case. I'd have told you that Cantu has bad ingredients, it's the worst, it's something you should not invest your money in. But they proved me wrong. So be careful and be keen on what you are buying, please. So I would just tell you to invest in what you can afford at the moment. I forgot to tell you the pricing for Mikala. Mikala products actually range from 250 Kenyan shillings to around 400, so it's actually really affordable. Cantu prices range from 750 to around 1500 from what I saw. I also checked out Marini Naturals is a brand that I used a long time ago during my transition that I was really unaware of, but I'd say personally from what I experienced from Marini was actually amazing. It's really really good, and the shampoo is sulfate free, the conditioner is friendly, it has no parabens, no this word, phthalates. It's spelled as phthalates, something like that. So another thing, it also doesn't have sulfates or anything like that. Okay, in short, the conditioner is friendly, it's something I recommend highly, and it has good reviews, so I can't complain. And I have used it, it smells amazing. The smell makes you feel hungry because it's just delicious. And it has this buttery consistency, which means it's really great for people who have literally all porosities. So Marini is something I'd really recommend. The pricing is mostly at 1,000 towards 2,500, somewhere there. So if you like it, go for it. So another go-to is Mozzara. So Mozzara is actually an interesting brand that I came across the other day, and I bought their deep conditioner. And the deep conditioner, I posted my hair results on my Instagram feed at Shapicals once more. It really did me justice. I love the deep conditioner. It's really nice. It's really thick and it has a nice neutral smell. Okay, to me it's a bit neutral. It's not really strong, not really weak. It's there. And Marini is actually made in Kenya, and the price range is from 300 to 1300. Personally, I bought my deep conditioner at 383 at Jumia, and I decided to go and check them out because for some reason I'm really marveled. I like them a lot. So I checked out their website, and turns out that the word Mozzara comes from a tribe in Nigeria, meaning coconut, because they love and use coconut in all their products. And checking out my deep conditioner, it actually says with deep treatment mask nourish with coconut oil, castor oil, avocado oil, and shea butter. So yeah, and checking out the ingredients, they also have cocos nocifera, which is coconut oil. And these, okay, the reason why I'm telling you this is because some people happen to have a bad reaction to coconut oil. Mostly their hair hates coconut oil. So this is just an early disclaimer, just in case your hair doesn't really react properly to coconut ingredients or products or oil. So honestly, I checked out their ingredients. Their products are free of silicones, parabens, phthalates, sulfates, petroleum jelly, petroleum derived ingredients, and mineral oil. I love that. I will cover more on ingredients, so stay tuned. And actually, I love Mozzara for some reason. I really do, and I can't wait to try out their products. I have a crush on Mozzara for some reason. I have confessed it. So like I said, the price ranging is from 300 to 1000. When I say that, I mean the cost of their products may be from 300 kondoleadi, 350, 500, up to 1000. The most expensive I saw was around 1000 or 1200, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's it. And I also checked out another brand called, this name is going to embarrass me, but you know what, I'll take it. It's All Natural. So I'm straight from Google right now to confirm, and let me say it before I forget how it said. All Natural Hair, something like that. I don't have a French accent, don't mind me. Anyway, under the Dark and Lovely brand, it ranges, the pricing ranges from 275 to around 1000, and I'm not quite sure because there's a lot going on there. It's a bit dynamic, but I checked out the conditioner. The conditioner was actually nice. It was really friendly. But the shampoo had sodium lauryl sulfate. Honestly, I was disappointed because I've had a lot of good reviews about this All Natural Hair brand, but the shampoo was just, it just killed me. Okay, it didn't die, but it did something to me, but I'm not sure what it is, but I just got disappointed. Yeah, that's what's up. And then I also came across another brand called Ashanti. First of all, I love that name. I really, really do. And I also love the brand. It was really friendly. I cannot complain at all. They never gave me a chance to complain. Their conditioner is top tier. Okay, is it top tier or top tier? Whichever. I think I'll just go top tier. The conditioner is top tier and the shampoo is amazing. I can't complain, honestly. Their pricing ranges from 300 to 1500 in between, and actually I think I'll try it. I will try Ashanti at some point because they seem promising and I hope my hair will respond properly to them. Yeah, I can't complain about Ashanti. Ashanti is actually nice. You should check it out sometime. Yay. Another brand I came across was Cosmo brand. It's new to me, honestly. I've never had that, but the shampoo was actually fine. It was silicone and sulfate free. It really had no ingredient that can make me tell you, oh, stay away. Not really. But the conditioner, this really hurt my feelings at some point. The conditioner in Cosmo, of the Cosmo brand, has not one but two silicones. It had trimethicone and dimethicone, and that made me just feel, honestly, because they started so well with the shampoo. The shampoo was written, no sulfates, no nothing, but the conditioner was there with two serious silicones, and honestly, I'm going to tell you something from what I have gathered in all this, is that just because one of the products in a brand is favorable to your natural hair, it doesn't really mean that all other products are the same. They differ. That's what I've learned. Lesson learned. Don't assume that just because one product is friendly to natural hair, it means that every other product of the brand is friendly. No. The pricing of Cosmo, it was quite dynamic. It's very dynamic. I'm not really sure. I saw 192 somewhere, then I saw some 1499 somewhere. I'm not sure. So I think I just leave it at that because it's quite dynamic and I don't want to deceive you guys. Just because I want to say stuff, I won't. So yeah, Cosmo doesn't really seem bad, but that conditioner really hurt my feelings. It really did. But you know what, moving on. And number 8 is Shea Moisture. Honestly, I'm happy that Shea Moisture is actually distributed in Kenya. Honestly, finding these products in Kenya is a huge relief. And honestly, from what I've heard from the reviews, from what I checked, Shea Moisture is legit. It's awesome. No complaints. However, the price range is quite hefty. So the price range is 2100 to 4000. For me, it wasn't really affordable because 2100 is a lot. 2100 is really a lot, honestly. But the brand is really commendable and recommended. So if you feel like it's worth the hype, go for it. But honestly, if I'm going to tell you something, is that just because you are doing a transition or you want to have nice hair doesn't mean that you invest in these really expensive products. You can have expensive products but have terrible results because you don't know how to use them, or maybe they're just expensive because they have a reputation, you know. So I'd really advise you to lean on the affordable side, because by the end of the day, you need to save some money. Save some cash and spare yourself the pain, because you might afford them at this particular time, but next time you won't be able to afford them. So I'd rather we just live on a budget here, if that's okay with you, if that's how you want to live, if that's how you want to do your things. That's why I'm giving you the pricing, so that when you come up with a budget, you know what you're going for. Okay, so I came across another brand called Motions, and Motions, just like Cantu, has a line for relaxed hair and for natural hair. So when you go to Motions, you might find that it has some dimethicone or something like that at some point, and at some point it doesn't really have such. It's because it's trying to accommodate both sides of the natural hair and the relaxed hair. So the shampoo is cruelty free, paraben free, sulfate free, and vegan. However, the conditioner has dimethicone. But I have told you, maybe I came across the relaxed line, so I'm not quite sure. Stones has a really nice shampoo, and I really, really recommend it. But the conditioner and the dimethicone, unless I missed the natural conditioner, I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's cool. So Motions actually range from 800 shillings to 1600. So if you feel like that's your type of brand, you can go check them out. They range from that pricing, 800 to 1600. Yeah. And then I also checked out Venus, and actually Venus impressed me, because I never thought that Venus was friendly to the natural hair community until I used their leave-in treatment, and it has been a game changer. It was my go-to, and it really smells nice. It has nice protein, and it has helped my hair glow and grow too. So Venus ranges from 350 to 850. It lies within the affordable range, and I really love the conditioner. Their leave-in conditioner, it's been splendid. And I'm not quite sure about the shampoo, because I've not really come across the shampoo, but I really, really advise you to check it out. Venus is actually nice, really nice. I love Venus. I love that leave-in conditioner. It's my go-to. It's my lifesaver, and I really, really love it, because it helped me shed less hair and prevent breakage. So it's been really a lifesaver to me. So number 11 is Pantene. I'm not sure I'm saying this name right, so I'll just say Pantene, because Pantene just sounds so wrong. So Pantene brand ranges from 700 to 2000. The conditioner is really, really good. I checked it out, it's clean. However, the shampoo has sulfates, and I honestly am getting a bit disappointed, because you find the conditioner is good and the shampoo is bad, or vice versa. But like I said, normalize reading the ingredients. Pantene is a brand that I've seen being used by my role models in the curly hair community. I wouldn't say it's so bad, but read the bottle, okay? Stay aware. And to finish off the list is my go-to conditioner. Some people have been asking me what conditioner I would recommend for detangling. Honestly, for me, I use Nice and Lovely cream conditioner. It was about 250 shillings, and it's silicone free, it's paraben free, it's actually clean, and it smells really nice. And let me sniff. It smells really nice, and it has amazing sleep. Honestly, I can't complain. It's been really nice, and it hasn't really been harsh. It's been really moisturizing to my hair. So I'd recommend, if you want something that can really help you instead of going through all those conditioners that probably don't have good sleep, I really, really recommend Nice and Lovely. It's nice and lovely, just like the name. And because I am aware that my audience is actually distributed, not really limited, I'll list out some places to shop because I wasn't really able to travel. Okay, not travel. My transit wasn't as long as I really wanted it to be. So I'll just recommend some places you can go shop. We have Kali Soko. That's KURLLY Soko. It's a Facebook group that is an affiliate of Kali Diaries. They sell some natural hair care products. And then there is Tricia's Naturals Marketplace. There's Uchumi, Nakumat, Jumia. Mostly I recommend Jumia because it's more convenient in this pandemic. There's also Ashley's and Naivas too. So feel free to go check out those brands and those products that I have mentioned to you. This is only part one. Part two will come when I'm able to go on a longer distance. So if by any chance you feel like I have left something out, or maybe I have said something that isn't quite correct, please feel free to leave a message on my page and correct me, and let us grow together because we are here to help one another. In conclusion, my best advice is, when you're doing your transition, don't really go for the expensive stuff just because you have a feeling that they're going to be of service, of the best service, because they are expensive. Expensive doesn't mean it's really quality. I'm not saying the ones that I said that they range from this amount to this amount, they're not really doing your hair service. I'm just saying that we just implement baby steps, because when you implement baby steps, it means you're going to be careful and you're going to be more observant. But if you are impulsive, you are more likely to go through a loss financially, and also you feel like things are not working out, or you're going to feel like I was lying to you. But I'm here to tell you, be smart. Be really smart when you're choosing your products, and be careful and be experimental. Know the products that work for you and know what you need and understand your hair. So stay tuned for my future episodes. Wear your mask, be safe, stay safe, and stay alive too. Bye.